Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
It's time for Real Answers, our news feature on family life, where Christopher Anderson gives us expert advice with challenges that today's Christian individuals and families face. Today, we're talking about the challenges of parenting young adults. Some of those things are new issues, but some have been around a long time.
Definitely, Greg. You know, we do see a lot of the challenges that have been around as long as teenagers have been around, but a lot of new things as well here. And it's amazing how quickly these times are changing on so many levels, and especially when it comes to technology. Young adults are being impacted negatively in ways that really nobody could have foreseen.
A lot of things are happening with people who are graduating high school, moving on to college, moving on to career, not moving on. I see things like health insurance now stays with young people till they're 26. A lot of people are not completing college in 4 years. It's taking five or sometimes six, not even finishing. Lack of social skills because of two or three years of COVID. I'm amazed at the number of young people who are not in a rush to get their driver's licenses. Are those symptoms or are those causes with the troubles that these young adults are having launching into adulthood?
You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg type of a situation? I think that there are huge gaps in what young people are not learning today that really started back in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, things such as how to treat people and professional courtesy and personal courtesy. And, you know, our values in our nation have changed so much, obviously, away from strong biblical views. And this has caused some of these societal changes that we're seeing today. So there's a huge emphasis today on science and technology in our schools, and much less time is being spent on teaching students to be good citizens, responsible with their finances, and being resilient in times of difficulty. We're creating generations of people now that might be growing older, but not necessarily growing up or maturing. I mean, those two things do not always go hand in hand. So, you know, hence the entitlement attitudes that we're seeing and so many people are exhibiting today.
Our guest is Counselor Christopher Anderson. These dynamics that you're talking about have challenges for not only the young adults, but also for their parents. What can parents do to develop their own independence and launching the empty nest phase while the young people are trying to figure out what it means, that great word or these days, adulting?
I'll be honest with you, that's kind of a pet peeve of mine, that a term. It implies that some days you're an adult and other days you're not. But it is a popular kind of a tongue-in-cheek term these days, for sure. Without adequately preparing your young people to become resilient or navigate the challenges of life without being a helicopter parent, which, in case you haven't heard that term before, that basically means being over-controlling and rushing around or rushing in to protect your children from challenge and difficulty, you know, your children will have a hard time facing life on life's terms, and basically you'll thereby make it much harder for your now adult children to move out. So what parents need to do is be very intentional about allowing their adult children to go through difficulties without rushing into their rescue. Be intentional about expecting your children to contribute to the operation of the household while they're still home. And that includes paying rent, you know, for your older children who have graduated high school and that remain under your roof. You know, I used to think that was the craziest idea, quite honestly, when I heard some of my own parents' friends doing this for their adult children who remained in their house. I couldn't believe that these parents would charge their children rent. I get it now. You know, I'm now like probably one of the biggest advocates of doing this. You know, everybody runs around demanding their rights. Well, when is the last time you heard anybody demand their responsibilities? When is the last time anybody took that approach to living in our nation as opposed to demanding what everybody thinks they should be able to do and live however they want? I mean, you know, take your kids and your family on missions trips or other service opportunities through your church. Help expose your kids to the realities of life and how, you know, what's God's plan for the way we're supposed to interact with not only other believers, but non-believers too. So these are the things that parents need to be intentional about doing, both in their, young adults as they're getting ready to leave the nest, but also start early. Start early.
Christopher Anderson, a licensed counselor with a Christian viewpoint, is our guest on Real Answers. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.